unusual.
Do you think your complexion is so good because when you were a little girl, you lived on a farm? Did you live in a farm?
Yes, I did. My grandfather had a farm.
Oh, what did you do in the farm?
Well, I used to watch, they had a maid, my granny, because she was actually a wee girl.
Oh, my goodness,
hello, from the country. Mm-hmm. And she used to be very nice and good, you know. She was a lovely lady and fear must have been something happened to her.
That's
not my usual writing. Alheimer, E, that's an E.
Right, okay.
So your dad was called Samuel.
Yes.
And so, and what did he do? Was he working? Or?
My dad was a baker.
Oh, right.
Yes, and he used to bake the matzahs as well.
Gosh.
There was a matzah bakery in Hagelhoff where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to help to bake them, but he had his own wee baker's place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, baker's, no, a shop. It was just a small place where he'd done his baking in. And
so that's your father, and obviously your mother wouldn't be there.
My mother's not there, uh-huh. No.
So?
He wasn't married then.
No, you know, he looks very young then.
Aye.
I would say he looks, what about?
They're both young, both young.
So that's your father, and is who else? Who's that?
My uncle. He had a knitwear factory in Wiesbaden.
And was your uncle younger than...?
He's a younger brother. He was a clever one. He went to the grammar school, but my dad didn't make it. But he was good with his hands.
What was the age difference between your father and your uncle?
Oh, I think they're about 4 or 5 years between them, you know. I don't know. I can't remember.
And what was your last name then? What was your name then at that time?
Alheimer.
Oh, Alheimer, sorry.
H-A-L-L-E-H-E-I-M-E-R.
Yeah.
Right, and do you know when you were born? If you were 92, that...
1921.
You honestly don't look it, but I think... As Myrna said, it's how you've taken care of your skin as well.
The life I've had, I don't know how I don't look my age.
So your dad worked in a bakery.
Pardon?
Your dad worked in a bakery.
Yes, but he was killed in the concentration camp.
Right.
And so was my mum. My gran as well, the whole family.
Do you know where they died?
At the time, I didn't know, but it became knowledge then what happened. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And I had two brothers, they were the same.
So, and were you living, when you said you lived in the farm, were you all living the farm with your grandparents? How did you come to be in the farm?
My gran had the farm, my grandpa had died. And she ran the farm for a while. And we had employed, my gran employed, actually she lived with us and she mm-hmm. ate the table with us. She was like family.
Mm-hmm.
An orphan girl, Louise, she was a great pal of mine. She was very nice and good to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened after I left Germany. I corresponded with her for mm. a while, and then it stopped.
Mm.
I don't know if she passed away or what happened. She had a daughter she married in later life, and she had a stepdaughter, and I didn't like her. I think it was jealousy,
mm-hmm.
because I was very fond of Louise. She helped to bring me up. My mother wasn't keeping well. She had problem with her nerves, and I think it was through Hitler,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because she was never like that till he was in power. I remember that, and she seemed to deteriorate quite quickly,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't see much of her at all.
And were you going to school at that time as well?
Yes, I went to school and he threw me out because of my religion. I passed for grammar school in Crailsheim, Crailsheim, and I wasn't allowed to continue my education. Mm-hmm. I was going to be a teacher of languages, and I wasn't able to do that.
What was your mother's name?
Julia. My father's name was Sam. Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, when you were in Germany, did you ever go to the synagogue, or did you have any Jewish education?
I used to go with my gran to synagogue. But I don't know why I didn't peep to the Jewish face. It's my fault.
I think a lot happened to you, mm-hmm. Frieda.
And did you like going?
I liked going, but I tell you what I didn't like about mm-hmm. It's Hebrew. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They didn't, everything, all the texts and everything was in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't understand it.
I couldn't understand it. Mm-hmm. And I used to say to my gran, why don't they do it in German? Mm-hmm. Because after all, mm-hmm. we're living here now and mm-hmm. I don't know Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get Hebrew?
I went to school and at the Jewish school for a wee while. It wasn't a school, it was a
Chaider.
They had sessions for Ifrit, that's the language in Israel.
Yes.
Because I was thinking of going to Israel at the time.
All right.
But I don't know why it fell through. I think I met my husband and whatever, I don't know.
Did your brothers have a bar mitzvah?
Yes. I remember my eldest brother had one in Heigeloch in Hohenzollern in Germany. And my youngest brother, then he was killed with the Nazis before that.
So when it was your older brother's bar mitzvah and he went to shul, he went to synagogue and he said all the prayers.
There was a nice synagogue in Heigeloch.
Did you have a party after it?
Oh, yes. No, really, because Hitler was on at the time. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And it was just a quiet...
You would keep it low profile.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to make it too public or anything, you lived a very quiet life.
Did you go for lunch?
Yeah, no, we had a lunch in my gran's house.
In your grandma's house. What did you eat? Can you remember?
Well... the main thing was always chicken or goose. Mm-hmm. I remember we used to have goose at Christmas and Hanukkah. Uh-huh. And that was always the dinner then. Uh-huh. It was very fat.
And if it was a birthday, if you were celebrating a birthday, did your mum or your grandma make something special for your birthday, a cake?
Oh, yes. She always was a great baker. Oh. Kugelhopf, that was a round cake in a tin,
Yes. And has it got chocolate and vanilla?
I always remember the Streuselkuchen.
Streuselkuchen.
That was a pastry with crumbs on top.
With cinnamon.
With butter and cinnamon and all that.
And sugar.
I used to try and make it. After I got married, and it wasn't successful.
Was it not?
I wasn't good at it. That's my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
My gran, my dad and my uncle.
Do you know when this was taken?
He was a clever one. He owned a knitwear factory in Wiesbaden. But my dad was a good baker.
Do you think that was taken at someone's bar mitzvah then? Do you think that was taken at a time of your dad or uncle's bar mitzvah?
I think it was my dad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because that's when you would have the photographs.
And what is this, Frieda?
That's a kindergarten. The two sisters. I went to a Protestant kindergarten in Germany.
Right.
And that's me here.
You haven't really changed very much.
Ah, away you go. That's me here.
Oh, very cute.
There.
I like the way everyone's... You have your arms folded correctly, but there's one or two... So how come you went to a Protestant kindergarten? Was that because it was close to where you were living?
I don't know why, because I think it was the only kindergarten there. Mm. There was no Jewish influence there.
Was there quite a lot of Jewish, not a lot of Jewish people living where you were living?
No, very few. And I think that's why. That's the sisters in the kindergarten here.
Mm-hmm. So were the sisters nice?
Pardon?
Were the sisters who ran the kindergarten nice? Were they nice people?
Oh, very nice, mm-hmm. very nice. They kept in contact with me for quite a long while.
Really?
After that's, I left it.
Oh, that's lovely. That's very nice.
Nice sisters.
Janet looks like your grandma.
I think so.
Oh, definitely. There's a very strong resemblance.
Uh-huh.
And Janet is
Frieda's
eldest daughter.
She looks very much like your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You got no photographs of your mother?
No. My mother, she went mental through the Nazis. We never made it popular. No, never liked folk to know.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, they would keep it quiet. That would have been very difficult for you and your brothers.
It was.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, it's not surprising. Because we lost our home.
Did
through
you?
It, yes. And my mother was very house proud. And I think just all went for her. She wasn't right. She had to go out into a home in Tübingen. And I missed her because she was a nice wee lady. She was quite small and slim.
Mm-hmm.
And seemed to change all at once.
How old were you?
I was about 8 or 9 mm-hmm. or something.
You were only a little girl.
And she was like a second mother to me. Then we were good pals and then they were killed.
Mm-hmm.
So what age were you when you said you were 18 when you came here. How did you leave Germany?
Because of Hitler.
But how did you go in one of the, because you would have been too old for the kinder transport train. Did you come?
No, I wasn't.
No.
I wasn't mm-hmm. young enough for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was 18. I came to domestic service.
Did you get a visa?
I had a... Yes, you got a visa mm-hmm. to come over.
Who helped you get the visa?
Do you know? I can't remember now who mm-hmm. got... I think it was the Jewish refugee. What do you call it? Association.
Yes, yes.
And did you go on to England first or did you come straight to Scotland?
I came to Edinburgh.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come?
Oh, do you know? I can't remember now.
On a train, do you think?
Boat by boat.
Mm-hmm. A boat.
I came from Hamburg to Leith.
Hamburg to Leith.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's how. Uh-huh. And Leith is near Edinburgh, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That must have been quite a journey, I think.
It was, right enough, and I was sick, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Quite seasick at a time.
And was there anyone on the boat that you got friendly with?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I can't remember now. I think I did. I think I got friendly with Gitta. She was a refugee herself. I can't remember now.
Mm-hmm. So when you came to Edinburgh, to Leith?
Gitta Fry, did you ever hear of her?
Gitta?
Fry. F-R-E-I.
Gitta Fry, no, who is she?
She was a Jewish girl too.
And did she come to Edinburgh?
She came to Edinburgh. She came on the boat with me.
Mm-hmm.
And right enough, we were friends after it.
Uh-huh.
Because she went to domestic service and so did I.
And how did you find the house to go to be a domestic worker?
Worked to one
Quakers.
Of
the Quakers, yes. And they were very much involved in helping
mm-hmm.
young people to come
they
over.
They were very
children.
Nice to
mm-hmm.
me,
mm-hmm.
nice people.
So before you left, you were 18.
18.
And you weren't going to school. Because you weren't able to go to school, but what were you doing? How were you earning a living in Germany before you left?
I can't remember
Do you think you were
now.
Because you've obviously got a talent for jewellery making. So I just wondered whether you did. So when you came over when you were 18, did you know any English before you came?
No.
Gosh, how did you... That must have been quite difficult.
I had learned some French. I went to grammar school in Kreilsheim.
Mm-hmm.
I passed my exam. But I wasn't allowed to finish my education being mm-hmm. Jewish. And I think the French helped.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are certain French words, English, you know, and I really was not bad at languages,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what I would have gone for if mm-hmm. I had been allowed to finish my education.
So you wouldn't have stayed on the farm?
No.
And you wouldn't have been a baker?
No. I went to grammar school, mm-hmm. I passed my Kreilsheim.
Mm-hmm.
Passed my exam, and then because of the Nazis, I only had 2 years education, and then I was thrown out
mm-hmm.
of school.
And were your brother as well? Did he have to leave as well?
Pardon?
Your younger brother. Your brother, did he have to leave as well?
Two brothers.
They
two
brothers. Killed in a camp.
Were they older than you?
Younger.
Younger.
Mm-hmm. Never saw them again. Mm-hmm. They disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and my father was the same. Really, in a way, it's been quite a tragic life.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I met anyone, they said they loved me. I was quite taken in, and mm-hmm. I was taken
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mix with Jewish people at the time, because where I lived at the time,
don't
know how it all came about. Well, I don't know. You see, I actually went away from not my religion, but I didn't mix with Jewish people much.
No, but it's not about...
You see, and I mean, I haven't really... It's just the children I seem to mm-hmm. live for.
Yes.
I think that's the same as my mother-in-law. She felt very much the same. And she didn't mix with Jewish people either.
No, you mm-hmm. see, I had one friend. She came from Austria. And, well, we used to go to different places together, you know, for a cup of coffee mm-hmm. and that.
But it's not really about life in Scotland. It's about life in the old country that Angela would be interested in. And you probably remember lots of things. Mm-hmm. When you were a little girl.
I was 18 when I came over here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's more...
It's a long time ago.
Yes. I know. It's more of a chat. I mean, I was also interested when you said that you went round with suitcases and were selling things. So what did you sell when you were in Glasgow? Did you say that you went round with two suitcases?
Yes, I used to sell things and I got them... The goods, I got them out, the wholesales and the garbles. Mm. And I used to go around, then went to the country like Johnston outside mm-hmm. Paisley and different places and sold them there where nobody really knew me.
So that must have been quite interesting. Did you travel by buses? And
I used to buy clothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold dresses and underwear and different things, you know, out the wholesalers. And I sold jewellery. Mm-hmm. I made jewellery myself.
That's wonderful, actually.
I went mm-hmm. to... I got the mounds
mm-hmm.
and set the stones in mm-hmm. and made my own jewellery. And seemingly they were quite nice because one gentleman, when I went to his house to sell to his wife, you know, he said to me, I'll take you to that place in the town. I can't remember now. It was...
One of the places where you can buy some of the stones.
Yes, he said, you should be able to sell them to the shops.
Mm-hmm.
But the shops wouldn't buy mm-hmm. them because mm-hmm. they get them wholesale themselves and things like that. So I didn't bother. I just sold them to friends and mm-hmm. made a coffee afternoon, and we had a coffee afternoon, and I sold them to friends.
But that's a nice way of doing it, actually. And I think it's nice to see your friends wearing your jewellery.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It was quite nice. Well, I made brooches. Mm-hmm. I said brooches and mm-hmm. necklaces, you know, the pendants mm-hmm. and... Oh, it's quite a long while ago.
So was that after you had your children?
Because I had children and my husband left me with the five of them.
Oh my goodness.
And I had no folks of my own.
Right.
And I had to get on with it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I done. I made jewellery at first when they were sleeping at night, and I got the mounds and the stones and that mm-hmm. and Queen Street, and I sold them round the doors in mm-hmm. Johnston and different places outside Glasgow, and I had a licence for it, right, and I've a peddler's licence, but and I did quite mm-hmm. well with mm-hmm. them, you know, but it's such a long while ago now. Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting quite a lot of it. I did that. You know, I don't remember. I must have done some work of some kind. Because I wouldn't be idle
sitting about.
When
I think I watched children. I learned to be a children's nanny.
Oh, right.
And if I had known I was going to have five of my own, I wouldn't have been that.
But look at the training you got.
where did you learn to be a nanny? In Germany or in Edinburgh?
It was in Edinburgh.
You weren't well treated. You told me, did you not go up north somewhere to Oban or somewhere? And
I was near there.
And they didn't treat you well?
No.
You hated it?
I didn't like it there. They weren't nice. I expected them to be nice to me, being a servant, but they were very cold and distant.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't like it there, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so hard to please.
No. And was Geeta Fry with you up in Oban? Was Geeta with you in Oban?
No, she wasn't. And I remember I worked in Kelburn Castle for a while with two children.
In Ayrshire? Kelburn Castle's down in Ayrshire.
Yes, I worked in there for a while.
Okay.
I don't know why I left it or why. I think I met my husband and I got married.
Ah, I was going to ask you.
Something like that. So, I met my mother-in-law through that lady with the baby linen shop.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of took an interest mm-hmm. in me, and then she introduced her son to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd never met him.
What was his name?
George. George Thompson.
George Thompson. Mm-hmm.
And I suppose once you got married, and did you have your first child quite quickly then? Your eldest child?
My first child.
Mm-hmm. Because you got married at 21.
Yes.
And when did you have... What age were you when you had your...
I fell pregnant quite quickly because I had an operation mm-hmm. for my womb. Mm-hmm.
I think actually that happened, as my mother said as well, most people became pregnant very quickly.
Yes.
And then I think mm-hmm. the operation,
mm-hmm.
You know, you maybe were quicker
mm-hmm.
falling mm-hmm. than mm-hmm. normal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was very fertile after
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And did you stay at home to look after the children? Before George left, did you stay at home?
Yes, I looked after the five mm-hmm. children on my own. Mm-hmm.
What did George do? What was George's job?
He was a joiner by trade.
A joiner, right. Mm-hmm. Did he work?
And he worked in the Queen Elizabeth for a while.
Oh, right.
He had some good jobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't a good man.
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't a kind or good man. Mm-hmm. Just circumstances, I think, mm-hmm. when he asked me to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he thought I had a lot of money or something.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. being Jewish, you know.
But you were very pretty, Frieda. You were very pretty.
I think the fact that George came to see you so often, I think he was very taken with you. I think he did really like you.
Oh, I did, right enough. He was just, he was a nice, he could be very nice and he could be the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I tell you what it was with him, the drink. He was an Argyle Sutherland Highlanders when I met him, and he was very smart in his uniform. And he was very nice to me, and he could be very nice and he could be the opposite when he had a drink, you know.
When you married George, where did you live?
I think I lived in Paisley at the time with his mother for a while.
Right. And then when the children came along, did you get your own?
I got a house.
Oh, where was that?
In Paisley.
In Paisley.
A four apartment.
Right.
And then George would go out to work, I would imagine, and you stayed to look after the children.
Yes, he was working, but he was working away quite a lot. But I think he was a womanizer. I realise that now.
And did you make friends when you were living in Paisley?
Oh yes, I had one or two friends, and one of them passed away. And the other one, she went away to London. And I quite liked living in Paisley, you know. I had a nice wee house, and you know, I made it as nice as I could. And my mother-in-law was quite nice, you know, she was all right. I got on all right with her.
What happened after George left? Did you still see your mother-in-law?
Well, of course, he was her son. And I didn't bother her.
But
I don't know what I'd done after that. I worked and I never did anything that wasn't right.
No.
I know that.
Did she come to see your children after you and George split
No,
up?
She never bothered about children. No.
Oh, dear.
I could take them to a house, right enough, you know. She was nice enough to them there, but she never came to visit.
And did you ever hear about any cousins from Germany? Did you ever hear from any of the family?
Well, there was a cousin, one or two cousins there. But I can't remember their names now.
Did they survive the war? Do you know if they...
And it must be nice that your children are quite close by you as well, because I'm sure they come and visit you.
Oh yes,
a lot, which is lovely.
My children are all right, you know.
And it's nice that you called one of your children Frieda as well.
I know. My husband called her Frieda, and he didn't want it. And he says, "Why not? That's she's yours and mine, and why not?" Then Janet was after my sister-in-law. She was always quite nice to me, you know, stayed in Paisley.
But I think you were very brave because you came over by yourself, and I think that's very brave.
Well, I had to go to domestic service, and that lady, right enough, she was very nice, I always remember.
And was that in Edinburgh?
In Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh.
And you know, he tried to come funny with me one day.
Oh.
And I ran a mile.
A bit.
I went into my room. I didn't tell the lady because I didn't want to do any harm to our marriage at the time. And even so, I was a young girl, you know.
You were very young.
And I said, maybe she'll not believe me. He was sitting in my bed and he had his trousers off. He was a major in the army.
Is that why you think you decided to leave there? Did you then decide to leave and go and work somewhere else?
I think so. It was after that. She couldn't believe it because I liked it there, you know, and I wouldn't tell her.
You had a lot of principles, Frieda. It's very admirable of you.
Oh, Hawaii, I didn't tell you because of that. But I think some men, you know, and he was one of these men. He pulled out the chair for her and he'd done everything for her.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I watched men like that. She was such a nice lady too. She was nice looking and everything else. I don't know what he wanted.
He just wanted to take advantage of a young, innocent girl.
Oh.
And see what he could get away with.
I hardly spoke to him after it. Mm-hmm. It took me all my time to talk to him. Mm-hmm. She must have been wondering what was wrong. Mm-hmm. And I tried not to let her know, you know, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I had done anything. It was just, I didn't like him after that.
Mm-hmm. What age were you when you got married?
21.
Gosh, that's quite young. And so how did you meet your husband?
I met him through a lady. She had a baby linen shop. Mm-hmm. And I was working with children at the time. A baby, actually, and another child in Shawlands. And she had a shop in Shawlands. And I went in to buy something for the baby. It was a baby's birthday. And the lady said, "You from Germany?" I said, "Yes, and I didn't like to tell them at the time because the war was so. And she says, "Don't worry, tell me because I have a sister-in-law. She comes from Germany. She comes from Bavaria." I said, "Well, I was from quite near there." And she says, "If you like, I'll take you to Paisley one day." And she took a liking to me and asked me to her house in Shawlands. And then she took me to Paisley and I met the woman from Germany. But I didn't know what was her background or anything at the time. And she seemed to take a liking to me and took me out and visited me. I was in lodgings at the time, and I remember I paid 4 shillings a week for my digs. 4 shillings.
But that was probably still most of your money, I would imagine.
It must be, you know. But
so if you were in lodgings but you were looking after the 2 children, did you go every
daily?
You went daily. And where were your lodgings?
Because I had a job as a baby before it, and I was up every night with the wee one, and very hard work that at the time, and I said, "I'll get another job." And I had 2 children to look after, and they were older.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a good job, you know, so.
So you went to Paisley and you met the lady from Bavaria?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, she became your mother-in-law.
I met her and she took a liking to me, invited me to her house. And then I stayed in, there was a family, Cohen, a Jewish family. And I worked for them. And you know, outside Glasgow, I can't remember now the place. Can't remember. It would come to me later on.
So you worked for the Cohen family?
For the Cohen family, yes.
And they had children?
They were Jewish.
Yes, but how many children did they have?
I think it was two boys.
And did you live with them? Did you live in their house?
No, I worked daily.
Daily.
That was when you were in the lodgings?
Yes.
So you went to Paisley and did your...
I met my future mother-in-law. I didn't know at the time. And she invited me back and she came to visit me. And she brought her son with her. And I always remember I went for a walk with him to Cathkin Brace.
Oh, right.
A state at a time near Rutherglen.
Right. Ah, yes, that's a quite easy route to get there.
Mm-hmm. I worked to that family corn.
Mm-hmm. So you went to the Cask and Breeze, which is still, I have to say, it's still where young couples go.
That's right. That's how, and I couldn't get peace with him. He came every second day whenever he could. He was working, but just came to see me all the time.
And what age was he at that time, if you were 20?
He'd be about 4 years older. Right.
So he was obviously very taken with you then.
Well, he was taken with me. I wasn't taken that much with him, but I couldn't get peace. He was after me all the time, and I don't know. But when I married him, he took quite a lot of drink.
Mm.
And it was very hard to suffer, especially when I was expecting at the time. And I just put up with it because I was on my own here. When you're on your own and no folks to guide you or anything, you just put up with an awful lot.
And also, if you had 5 children as well, that would be...
I seemed to... He only needed to look at me and I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But I had an operation because I didn't take my monthly. And once I started to take it, it came very heavy. And every time he looked at me, I was pregnant.
Am I right in remembering that when you started selling jewellery... Was it Mr. Stackis?
I used to go to Stackis' place.
Tell Angela how that came about.
Stackis the restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, right. How did that happen?
I used to go to their restaurant and sell stuff.
I think you would have done quite well.
They gave me permission. Mm-hmm. I asked for permission.
But why did he give you permission?
I don't know.
Because he had been a peddler.
Was he? I didn't know that.
His mother sent him over with lace.
Lace? You, imagine that.
You told me that.
I think something, I must have escaped my memory.
Frida told me that when she was struggling with selling the jewellery, she was in West Nile Street. And Stackis had opened up his first steak bar. This is
he
what
done he, very well, didn't he?
He did.
And she went in to see if, and she spoke to a waiter to see if she could sell to the customers. She really needed to sell. And the waiter said, oh. But the waiter told her to come back. And when she came back a wee while later, Miss Rio Stackis was there. And they had a long conversation. And he said, you can come and sell your jewelry.
I had to go down to the dining room and lay out my things, whatever I was selling at the time.
It was for the staff, not
for
the customers.
Staff.
And he said he came with lace that his late mother had made from Cyprus, and he peddled it round the doors, and he had great admiration.
He was a very nice man, so he was, and so was she. They were both nice.
I'm also very impressed that you have a very strong Scottish Glasgow accent. You have no accent at all.
I'm Scottish now.
Absolutely. but, you know, since you learnt English when you were 18,
yes.
You have a very good...
But I didn't learn a lot of it at the time. I had to come away from it and then it stopped. I was only learning it for about 8 months or so, the English, and then I came over here.
So you learnt a bit before you came?
Yes, it helped.
And you obviously have an ear for languages.
I like languages. I learned French for a while at grammar school. I went to grammar school in Kreilsheim. I passed my exam. And that's what I wanted to do, teach languages, but I never got round to it. I'm useless.
So when you learnt English before you came, when you said you learnt a bit of English for about 8 months before you left Germany,
yes, I learned.
Did you go to a class for that?
An evening class.
Right.
It was an evening class. And another girl went, she came over with me, and that was Gitta Fry.
So Gita came from a similar part.
She came on the boat over with me.
Mm-hmm. That's good, so that you weren't coming totally alone.
I don't know what actually happened to Gita now. I think she died.
Did she get married? Did Gita get married?
Married? I think so, yes. I saw her for quite a while, and then all at once it stopped. And nobody could tell me what happened to her. I don't know. We were quite good friends, you know. Just one of those things, I suppose.
After the war, did you get some compensation from the government? Yes,
I did get, and it was a great help because by that time I had my children and it was a help to me. Not an awful lot, but whatever I got, it helped, you know, because I wasn't spoiled for money.
No, not with five children to bring up.
And so did you work most of the time as a peddler?
No, I went for a while and then I got married and had children, you know, and when after I had, I think, my third child, I stopped it because it was too much for me, you know. And I wasn't very well having that baby anyway. It was touch and go at the time. I was really quite ill. It was my kidneys. And I've still got bother with them at times. But I just done what I could possibly do, and I never done anything illegal or not clean. Because I wouldn't have lived with a man if I had my ring on my finger. And these days you did
you
that.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely not. Frida, thank you very much for speaking to me.
Well,
it was very interesting. I still never found out what age you were, though, Frida. I still never found out what age you were. What age you are just now.
Oh, well, you'll see it. You don't need to find out. I'm beginning to age quite a lot now.
Why don't you tell Frida what birthday you celebrated last Thursday? Tell her what age you were on your birthday.
92.
Honestly, you do not look 92.
Oh, wait, don't flatter
me.
No,
do you know why? It's because you have a lovely complexion.
Well, and I just looked at myself the other day. I never look a lot in the mirror. And it's a funny thing. I'm getting wrinkles on one side, not on the other side. How is that?
I don't know.
But, well, I don't grudge my children because they're good, nice children,
absolutely,
you know. And
so you've got a daughter called Frida.
Two daughters, Janet and Frida.
Oh, right.
And my sons, George and Bobby. And they're all lovely children, thank God. And they're all doing well. They're all working hard. And they're none of them doctors or lawyers or anything, but
they're
doing
a credit
all right
to you, yeah.
Well, I tried my best, but my life hasn't been easy, and it could have been a lot worse. If I had been in a concentration camp, but lucky to escape that. When I think about my poor parents and my brothers came through, makes me very sad. Don't know how people can be so cruel. I wouldn't go a holiday over there now if you give me $1 million. I don't know how I ever married George Thompson because she came from Germany and don't know what it was. And I wasn't pregnant at the time.
Maybe just because of the Germany that still reminded you a wee bit.
He went after me and after me. I couldn't get peace with him. And I worked up in Burnside and he came up there. And I think that's what it was. And he said, well, I'll make a nice home for you. And, you know, I'm a joiner. I can do a lot of things and make it really lovely. He was very persuasive.
And as Frida said, you were a very pretty girl as well.
Pardon?
You were a very pretty girl as well. And I think he obviously really liked you.
And maybe that's so. He did, right enough, I think. He quite cared for me in his own way. Till he had a drink. In the drink, he was even worse. He was even more caring, and I hated it. You know, with like men, I would have a drink. Mm-hmm.